Welcome to The Brain Show, the podcast where we dive into our brains and try to debunk common myths based on scientific evidence. I'm Arpita, and today we're tackling one of the biggest claims about learning, and that is that mass practice is an efficient strategy for learning. You may know mass practice by its more infamous name, cramming. As a university student myself, I tend to hear the word cramming almost every time I interact with another student. So whether you're studying for an exam, learning a new skill, or trying to memorize your wedding vows last minute, this episode is for you. And hopefully, by the end of the episode, I'll have you convinced why spacing is a better learning strategy than massing. But before we get started, you might be wondering, what exactly are mass and space practices? Well, mass practice, or cramming, involves intensive learning sessions with little to no breaks in between. It's the go-to strategy for many students when deadlines loom. And you'll often hear the argument that it helps keep the material fresh in your brain. On the other hand, space practice involves spreading learning sessions over time with breaks in between. It might sound slower, but research suggests it's more effective for long-term retention. So, why is there such a stark difference in outcomes? To understand this, we need to look at how the brain processes and stores memories. When you learn something new, your brain first stores it in a temporary place called the hippocampus. To make sure this information sticks around for the long term, your brain needs time and rest to move it to a more permanent spot, the neocortex. If you cram and try to learn too much at once, your brain just doesn't have enough time to organize and keep the memories properly, kind of like overstuffing a suitcase and losing track of what's inside. On the other hand, learning in smaller chunks with breaks gives your brain the chance to process and store the information, making it easier to remember later. So now, let's dive into some research that highlights this. Let's start with a study by Lord Falahi and Salehi in 2017. They explored how spacing affected vocabulary learning in young English foreign language learners. Two groups were tested, one using space practice and the other using mass practice. Both groups had the same learning conditions, but when the retention test was given after week 1 and week 5, so what they had retained in their memory, the space group outperformed the mass group. The researchers attributed this to reduced overlearning in the space group, which allowed for better long-term retention. Overlearning happens when you keep practicing beyond the point of mastery. In mass practices, this lends to diminishing returns and sometimes burnout. This was supported by Rohrer's 2009 study, which supported that participants in mass practice conditions often wasted time by overlearning, leading to poor outcomes. Which makes sense. When I am learning way too much in one sitting or in one go, I feel like I'm reviewing a lot of the things that I already know. So I am not dedicating my time to improve, but instead in overlearning. But now, you may be wondering, what about motor skills? Like shooting a basketball or playing a musical instrument, the spacing still have the edge here. Well, a study by Kion in 2015 tested the effectiveness of space versus mass practicing when it comes to motor learning. So participants were assigned to either a mass condition with 10-minute breaks or a space condition with 12-hour intervals, which included their sleep time. The space practice group showed better skill acquisition, thus highlighting also the role of sleep in memory consolidation. During REM sleep, there was increased acetylcholine levels, a neurotransmitter which also helps consolidate newly learned skills. So, space practice isn't just for book learning, it's effective for physical skills too. So moving on to our next segment, how could you incorporate space practice into your learning routine? Here are a few tips. My first tip is to schedule multiple study sessions over days or weeks instead of one big long session. My second tip is to test yourself during each session rather than passively reviewing notes. My personal favorite is to use flashcards. My third tip is to study before sleeping to help consolidate what you've learned. So don't study like a couple hours before your exam. And my last tip is to make use of apps like Anki or Quizlet, which help automate space practice for flashcards. To sum up, while mass practice might give you quick results, it's a short-term solution. If you're aiming for sustainable, long-term learning, spaced practice is the way to go. Learning, like fitness, is a marathon, not a sprint. Take your time, space it out, and you'll see better results. Thanks for tuning in to The Brain Show. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe to keep unraveling the brain one neuron at a time.